AOL Time Warner is trying to recover from dramatic declines in its stock price. Chairman Steve Case has announced his resignation. He's the latest casualty in the contraction of the dot-com economy. The internet magazine, the industry standard, already has lost that battle. The magazine once was considered the Bible of the dot-com industry and published the most ad pages in 1 year of any magazine in history. James Ledbetter was one of the top editors at the magazine. He's written a book called Starving to Death on $200 Million, The Short, Absurd Life of the Industry Standard. He says the magazine managers expected risks, but they didn't think the internet bust would spell such a quick end for their own company.
Covering the story week in and week out as we did, we had a sense that the companies that we were covering that were worth, according to their stock market valuations, $5 billion, probably weren't worth $5 billion in the end, but we figured maybe they were worth $1 billion. We didn't plan on a 75% drop-off in ad rates. I don't know that you can plan for such a thing. And we thought that we would grow wide enough to be able to attract a wide enough advertising base to keep the publication alive, but it didn't happen that way. It's also the case that our majority investor, which was a company called IDG, got kind of mad at us, thought that we were arrogant and insufficiently grateful to their investment, and they decided to pull the plug.
You like to spend.
We like to spend. You know, the publication caught a lot of flack for throwing sort of elaborate parties and conferences in places like Aspen and Barcelona, and I suppose some of that was deserved. My focus really is on business expenditures that I think were really questionable. For example, the publication spent $5 million on a television ad campaign that didn't even tell you how to subscribe to the magazine. We spent $6 to $7 million on something called customer relations management software, which I won't even begin to try to explain. All I can tell you is it didn't work. We spent $1 million on a lease for a building in Manhattan that no one ever occupied. I think in the end, those kinds of spending decisions were what made it easier for our investor to pull the plug, more than, say, the parties that we became well known for.
Well, there was the European edition.
The European edition also cost several $1 million, which I was definitely a part of. You know, we came into Europe thinking that everybody was moving into Europe, and it was at a time in the spring of 2000, Bob, when everybody in the internet industry said Europe is the next big phase of growth. We timed the market really wrong. By the time we came out in the fall of 2000, the market had fallen apart.
Well, all this must have been fun while it lasted.
It was, Bob. It was a tremendous amount of fun, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. And, oh, yes, we did some good stories, too. But in the end, I don't know that the industry standard and the magazines that grew up around the internet economy really added that much to the country's media diet. I think that we got too close to the story that we were covering, and we ended up being a kind of conduit for the investment bankers who were trying to hype these companies. And a lot of investors lost a great deal of money.
Could this have been avoided?
It's hard to see in the end how it would have been avoided. I don't know in the end that it could have, even with the best of possible management, the best possible cash controls, I don't know that we would survive today in anything recognizable as the same publication.
Well, would there be anything to cover today?
Well, I think that, you know, that's kind of the irony, is that the revolution that we thought we were covering is still there. I noticed that broadband take-up is at the rate of maybe 100,000 new subscribers a month. I think that I'm doing this interview from Seattle, where, you know, Amazon has certainly changed the way that a lot of people buy their books. I think that the Napster phenomenon, the Morpheus phenomenon, demonstrate that there remains a tremendous appetite for digitally downloadable music, illegal or legal. I think that in the end, we were right that the internet and related technologies will change the way the world does business, but change comes very slowly and perhaps not quickly enough to sustain a weekly magazine covering just that.
James Ledbetter's book is called Starving to Death on $200 Million, The Short, Absurd Life of the Industry Standard.